Fay had walked down the lane with George. They had walked the horses down the lane and talked a little bit. She was reporting on some of the things he said. At the end of Channel 1 over. Now, this is Channel 2 right. This is Channel 2 right. And some more comments on the visit to George Ganaway this Saturday after the evening, the 7th of June, 69. We had our first watermelon. That fine ripe one that Fred picked out for me the other day, I brought it in. I cut it and brought it in. We ate on that. But you can't start it. You got to lead up to it.
I don't believe I've ever heard any line more beautiful than that. Old days when we worked, I don't know it. That old days.
Oh, there were days when we went into the woods and pulled that moss.
I'm gonna memorize that so I can, when I hear, I can hear it, you know, in my ear. I can't say it, but I can hear it.
And she has that song.
Oh, it is beautiful. You may be sure I'll come back.
Did it?
And I said, well, he didn't guess he had knew any professors who had anything like this. I said, well, you know, we like students whether we take them out to the, bring them out here or not. That's our business, the business of students. He said, it's not many professors' business.
His classes. Now that's the end of the comments that Fay made. Now what I did was play two little tapes. I couldn't play Miss Daisy's tape first. I had to play one I made last night, Miss Bessie. It was about several different things. Her voice was good, and of course I liked it. But Fay said George couldn't follow it. He couldn't get much out of that. But she said she watched him. And as soon as Miss Daisy started talking, his face lighted up. And he said something low when it finished. He said, now that's priceless. And maybe that's what it was. It was nice, anyhow. Well, he had to get back by 9 o'clock. I thought after they walked the horses, they might come in and have some ice cream and talk a little more, and I could tape them a little more. See, the first part of the tape isn't very much. And I cut out all I said, just about. And Fay said, and what George said then doesn't hold together very well. Well, that first time he came over to lunch 2 or 3 weeks ago, he just talked Blue Streak. I never heard such talking in all my life. It was just marvelous talk. Then when he came back that day, he didn't talk how he wanted me to talk. And I was tired, sort of buffaloed all these in the school anyhow, and I couldn't talk. I was just dazed. And tonight he's quiet, too. But he picked up the ball towards the end and talked a little bit, not too much, but it was very nice. Faye thinks it was just right awesome to him that he had never seen anything like this. It's just unbelievable. You see, this world out here, he's never seen in a world like this. See, I walked with him back. We went over and fixed the fence and on the tractor. And then we walked to the back pasture and to the swamp and walked out into the swamp a little bit and along in that back hammock and all. And he didn't say much, you know, but first time he'd ever seen anything like this. This is just like the old world. Fay keeps saying she was unprepared for his reaction to it, that he just couldn't believe what he saw. And as Fay said, he kept saying that he was at his own professor's house. Now this is a visit by Suzanne and her sister Joanna, Suzanne Velkowitz, on Wednesday night, the 11th of June, 69. And this is the Emerson tape, Channel 2 right, about 50, Channel 2 right, about 50. And this is, they came out to supper and were 2.5 hours late. They got off on the wrong road. On Wednesday night, the 11th of June, 69, Suzanne Velhuit and her sister Joanna. Now I'm going to cut down the raw tape a little bit. Suzanne, before anything happens, comes up, I want to know some more about New Guinea.
See, I don't know anything.
That's right, you don't.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there are so many things we could tell.
Yeah.
Sometimes when Joanne and I start off, you know, I mean, we just go on for hours.
Well,
no, you just think of the good old days.
I do.
Does
I often wish I was
like
back
the good old
there.
Days?
Yeah. It definitely does.
It's a happy childhood.
Uh-huh.
It really
yeah.
was.
It was so free and natural. In the afternoons, what would we do? Go bicycle riding, ride out to the beach. And the beaches were so beautiful. We had been told, you know, that Waikiki Beach was so gorgeous in Hawaii. When we went there, we were so disappointed because the beach was nothing compared to the ones in New Guinea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So completely unadulterated by society.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful shells, all different colors, shapes, sizes, just strewn over the sands, you know.
Coral.
And coral, bright blues and oranges,
yeah.
pinks, beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And turtles, those tropical, you know, saltwater turtles, large ones like this. And the natives would eat the meat, of course, and then scrape out the shells and sell the shells. And of course, the missionaries and any white, you know, person was just enthralled by it and would just
and
buy them.
And they smelled so awful.
Oh, they had terrible.
Mm. Mm. You're up deep at all, and then, you know, you're down,
yeah.
almost bottomless. But it looks so shallow.
And you can even walk out on the reefs themselves.
Yeah, sometimes, low tide.
Yeah. They have a lot of sharks, though. Yeah. Several people that were taken by sharks. On the beaches, often protruding from the sand, are old rusty weapon carriers left over from the war.
Oh.
And you know, the
yeah.
tide will come in, and all of a sudden you'll see the sand swish back and the old gun will pop out.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's
yeah.
really
unusual. And pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hanging out over
yeah. No, it'd be a group of houses.
Uh-huh.
The natives themselves lived in those compounds
uh-huh.
with their dogs and their chickens. Their dogs were really wild, vicious, fierce.
Mm-hmm.
Would,
yeah.
you know, literally leap out and bite you.
They want them fierce.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Didn't
want
to eat them hardy dogs.
No.
Mm-hmm. They just made
wild chickens, too.
Wild chickens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Great numbers of
mean
them. Brightly roasted. Colored. Yeah. The roosters were fierce. They'd come running after people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And people would literally be petrified and would run from this little rooster. These little villages, though, would be along the ocean, built up, you know, on stilts
uh-huh.
over the water.
Uh-huh.
And often it was, you know, quite a filthy surrounding because the water wouldn't wash in and out too often. You know,
and the villages were built on stilts.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
On
platforms and little,
out of the water.
Yeah, and little coves. Like.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd have these huge bazaars down by the water and, you know, selling all their various types of fish. Just all different types and sizes. Little ones, you know, you would just dip in hot fat. Long ones that you cut up in steaks. But just a great variety.
Great
adventure. Lots of pineapples, too. Huge pineapple groves.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in our backyard,
oh,
we
and
had
you did
two or three,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I
we
didn't
had two
realize
or three
that.
Acres of nothing but pineapples surrounding our house. And in these groves,
well, I never heard of
that.
We
heard
had
lizards,
huge lizards called kakiumput.
Mm.
That long.
Called what?
Kakiumput.
4 feet. That's the translation.
Yeah.
Like logs. Excuse me. Oh, really? They were just like bark around the edge. Actually, probably like just
yeah.
alligators.
Yeah, like little alligators, kind
Excuse
of.
Excuse me. And
mm-hmm.
the cats used to run out and capture them and bring them in, and my mom would just be sick when she
would just bite the neck and
please.
Suck
all
animal.
The inside
and just leave the skeleton. And these things are bigger than the cat ones, much
oh,
bigger.
Oh, yeah.
And really vicious.
Yeah.
And big bush rats.
Big bush rats.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, goodness.
Natives love to eat them.
To roast them over fire.
Just put a pole through them.
Yeah,
a little
pierce them.
Pierce them and roast them, you know.
The
oh,
bush
really?
Rats.
Yeah.
It's a delicacy.
They also ate bats very frequently. Mm-hmm. Those flying bats. They take their little slingshots, and the men would do this. This is how they kill their, you know, their food. Go out, pull it back, bing, you know, the little stone would go out and cook their bats. You'd see some full-grown man sitting, squatting around his fire in a little dingy house, chewing on a bat skull and making bread. Mr. Putty, the man that lived behind us, they were...
He was a witch doctor.
Yeah.
Mr. Putty was.
He was. He was,
always coming to our house to get certain kind of leaves he needed. I'll just say, go ahead.
Yeah. He had a Hawaiian guitar and he'd sit there for hours just drumming away and singing in his oriental tone.
He was a Polynesian, though.
Yes.
A witch doctor and a Polynesian with his guitar.
Yes. That's what we ought to have, you see. Some